Now what do we do?
Stop!
And hand the reins of the station over to Jim E. Knight for some more free speech, underground rock and roll action.
Yeah, man.
At least I got lost people listening to me.
Lost Discs Radio.
And no, this is not a religious... No, this is not a religious broadcast.
We suddenly find ourselves rounding the top of another hour and rounding right into the Lost Discs radio show. This is Jimmy Knight at the top of this hour, bringing you in on the coattails of the Virtues, man, right off the Hunt Records label, you know. And that's going to be important here in just a moment. We figure out exactly what we're doing here tonight with Dr. Doc Brown on board.
Yes, 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 yes.
Joe Stax is on the phone patch.
Guten Abend, y'all.
Hey. And Chesty's on the auxiliary mic.
Happy, happy day.
Well, and don't forget, Chesty has a lot less reverb than the rest of us guys. And that's the way she wants it. That's not like a commentary on the fact that she's a girl or something. Okay, so I just want everyone to know, right, straight off the bat, that what we have to do tonight, Doc, is, you know, even though we're closing in on sort of the end of that summer feeling, the feeling of end of summer, right?
Right.
You can't deny it. You're starting to feel that pressure, like you got to sharpen the number two pencil and have it by the door.
Sure.
In the morning. So that's part of that feeling of the end of the summer. But now, nonetheless, tonight we are presenting part two in our mandated series from our buddies over at rockandradio.com, where they tell us, look, if you're going to do a show for August, it's got to be a special theme for a special summer spectacular. So this is actually Summer Spectacular Part 2, and the theme tonight, Doc.
Yeah.
Are you ready now?
Yeah.
It's going to be, because you're going to have to be keep us honest about this.
Nope.
So this is all groups.
I'm really good at being honest.
All groups that had out a bunch of singles, right? They had to have at least two or more singles.
Okay.
But never had an album.
Ooh,
see?
Okay.
That's what the Virtues.
And they came out in the summer?
It didn't matter when they came out.
Oh.
Doc, what's wrong with you? Now, don't waste time. We've got
you
a lot of music.
You want me to keep you honest?
No.
Where's the summer in this?
Come on. It doesn't. No. I know. No, it just. Yeah, we have to do them in the summer. We have to do two shows in the summer.
Okay.
July and August.
Yep.
Back to back. They both have to have some special, crazy theme.
Oh. But they don't have anything to do with the summertime.
Right. Correct. That's correct.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you remember last time we did a whole thing on chick vocals?
No.
It was the theme. That was the theme. What are you drinking tonight, Doc?
Summer shandy.
Just your summer shandy. Yeah. So you're on board. So see, you're still in summer mode.
I'm thinking summer means fun.
Now, come on.
You know,
we're
going to
do this tonight. And by the way, you know, you figure we're tied into this theme, right, Joe? But and then we can't pay tribute to Aretha Franklin who passed away. But that's not true. We're going to kill two birds with one stone. Joe, tell him what's going down here. We're kicking it off with the St. Louis Union.
Oh, nice. From the Ghost Goes Gear.
That's right.
Right.
This mod band from Manchester in the UK.
Yeah.
Covered, on their first single, On the Deck of Way, the first of three singles, no album. They actually charted with a cover of Girl by the Beatles. The flip side was the cover of that song by Otis Redding called Respect.
Yeah. Right, so we're going to lay this one on you tonight as sort of what we can do within our framework of our management mandated theme tonight, folks. Ready? All right, Lost Discs. Radio.
What you want, honey, you got it. What you need, baby, you got it. All I wanna ask you for, just give me a little respect when I come home. Hey, 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 yeah. I do me wrong, honey, if you wanna. You can do me wrong, honey, while I'm gone. But all I wanna ask you for, just give me a little respect when I come home.
Lost Discs Radio,
Lost Discs Radio.
Instant Replay.
Hey! Hey, Neat! Neat, I can see the future!
Do me wrong.
Ground control to Major Jamba.
Yes.
Sometimes the user thinks he can smell or taste the sound of music. He thinks he can see the music.
Can't help but thinking of something about you. Somehow this feeling I just can't explain. When I look in your eyes.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's got a nice groove. I like that.
That's the Zephyrs. Yeah, and yes, on the Rotate Records label. And Chester, you were just asking about chart action on that?
Yeah. Did they chart?
Right. That's actually the B-side of the only thing that they had that did chart. And yes, it only bubbled under.
Oh, great.
But that's the flip side. Something About You. There's Something About You, right? And before that, it was The Action. Okay, I'll keep holding on from The Action. There's another British, you know, freak beat group kind of thing. And then before that, it was The Vagrants. The Vagrants on the Acto label with their version of Respect. Yes, okay, all right, fine. Otis Redding's Respect. But come on, man. Aretha Franklin, right? I'm just trying to tie it in. Because we kicked it off right there at the very top with the St. Louis Union on the Parrot record label. Doc, you realize we actually have the 45.
No.
And they kicked off the set there with their version of Respect. And Joe, what do we, come on. They were out of the UK. And why the St. Louis Union, a bunch of singles, including a great Bob Seger cover, which we could have played tonight, right? One of my favorites, East Side Story. But what? No album? Come on, these guys are pretty great.
They are. But the lack of continued chart action meant that because of the system in the UK at the time, they didn't graduate to getting an album. For a lot of the bands we're going to listen to tonight, Great Britain in the 60s, that was a big stumbling block. If you don't come out and you don't have some hit, you don't get an album. And that's, unfortunately, the story of the St. Louis Union. They charted with their Beatles cover, and then their remaining singles for Decca didn't make a dent. And sadly, that was pretty much the end of it.
The Vagrants, Joe. Come on. Why do we care?
Yeah. From all the way from Long Island in New York. Some great stuff out on Vanguard, later picked by Acto. No chart action. The most notable alumni of Vagrants is a guy named Les West, who would go on to work in the group Mountain and other bands as the 70s progressed.
Yeah. Leslie West, very good. Okay, the Action was in there. They were UK, British thing. Man, I was digging that. I'll keep holding on, Joe.
Oh, and again, we were talking about the other day. The killer here is, these guys were on the Beatles label. They were on Parlophone. They were produced by George Martin.
Oh, no shit.
Five singles released between 65 and 67. They recorded more material for more singles, and they were starting to kind of go in a more, you know, psychedelic style that never got released. But, again, lack of chart success meant they never got an LP. And they were, until the like mod revival of the late 70s, early 80s, they were largely forgotten.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And then the Zephyrs. Now, I just thought they had this one record that kind of bubbled under here in the States, but when I looked into them, they had like half a dozen singles.
Yeah, they recorded originally for the Decca label before moving over to the British Columbia label in 1964. But you know, it was all over by 65, guys. That was a sweet sound. And that was, I don't know if that one was produced by Shel Palmy, but their producer, at least on the early tracks, was Shel Palmy, who produced early releases for the Kinks and the Who. I think this, one of the themes of the evening is these guys were good at all contenders. You know, they had it in them. They had some great roles, some great songs. They could have done albums.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. All right. Well, folks, you're digging it. That's what we're trying to do here tonight. And go ahead now, Doc. You've been silent. Give us the email address because we got one in, man.
Oh, all right.
What you got?
That person didn't need it. LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. That's discs with a C.
Yeah, and it was that you're shooting off your mouth about Wayne and Diana.
Yeah.
They just said they got back from Surf City. Down in North Carolina, they're digging the show live tonight, man. And oh, now we got some more, and we got good old what's his name up the way. It is Mr. Bill. Hey, it's Mr. Bill, Chesty.
Mr. Bill,
gather around the microphone, Chesty.
Ooh, he sent pictures.
He sent some pictures. Wow, firefighting pictures.
Wow.
He's day 9 in a fire camp in Indianola, Utah. He's copying our signal on 5130 kilocycles in his tent, exhausted after 9 straight 15-hour days. Holy crow,
God,
man.
God bless those firefighters.
He, digging it on a Sea Crane Skywave SSB. A little static, but he's catching us tonight. Wow, that's a nice signal report from Mr. Bill tonight. Folks, you can do it. Get in on the email action, lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. And we're going to keep it moving, Joe, with one of our... we're going to do some local New Haven action, right? Because we got some New Haven groups here back in the mid-60s that had a bunch of singles, could not manage an album. And, of course, anytime... Doc, we get to talk about the North Atlantic Invasion Force. Yeah. Oh, yes. It's Nick Tarazzi and the guys. Right in downtown New Haven. Number 1 on the charts back in March of 67 in New Haven.
I tried to sing.
The temperature, 80 degrees.
Good job, Mr. Weather.
And cloudy.
Well, is that it for today, Mr. Weather?
Well, they're taking my nephew to the doctor. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. What's the matter with him?
Well...
Virus?
No. He keeps eating mud pies.
Really?
I don't like... Have you ever eaten mud pies?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything unusual about your nephew eating mud pies at all.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Well, his wife does.
WABC High School Day Book is on the air.
Yeah.
Discs Radio.
Go, go, go.
What is this thing you were doing yesterday with the Bell telephone system?
Yesterday?
Yes.
I was just playing around with it a whole
Doing what?
I was just dialing numbers and things like that, you know.
Somebody, the police department told me, you know, they have this special investigation team for weird people.
Uh-huh.
Somebody told me you spent all afternoon running around yesterday feeling telephone slots for change.
Joe?
When the night falls, when the night falls, I've told you many times before, if you deceive me, I want you no more. People thought that I was fooling round, but I've got both my feet on the ground. I don't regret the things I've done, although I miss your loving. When the night falls, when the night falls,
Johnny thinks his parents are square. He figures Eric and Signe know where it's at. Boy, is he in trouble.
What she does to me, I can't.
Radio.
Well, I heard some people talking on shortwave last night, but I was running a test and couldn't get on with them. What happened?
Well, we've got one of them here.
Hey! It's Dr. Doc Brown!
He has a habit of appearing suddenly.
Oh, yeah!
Joyride.
What are you, some kind of outside agitator?
Right? On the World Pacific label there, Doc. Sounding completely baked. On the 45, I mean, now this is a group that causes me a lot of angst. We'll get back to that in a minute when we check in with Joe Stax about the Joyride. But yes, there they were covering that Simon and Garfunkel tune. Man.
From The Graduate.
And before that, of course, it was the King Bees on the RCA label. We got the white label promo, 45. What does to me and Jinkity-Boo? Right, and the King Bees had like three singles on RCA, kind of a blues rock thing in like 65. And nobody cared, man. And that was the end of that. And anyway, so no LP for these people is the point. Right, it was the Eyes. Man, Joe, I don't know. That's got to be like in the top three of the most cool songs we've ever played on this show.
I'm glad to hear you say that. The Eyes are amazing. They only put out four singles, on the British Mercury label between 65 and 66. A lot of original material. They were kind of pushed into doing some covers on the later singles.
Sure.
They deliver. I mean, when the night falls, flip side, I'm rode out.
Yeah.
My God.
That's a killer. That's a two-sided killer. Okay, great. So, yeah, When the Night Falls, From the Eyes, and before that was The Shags. Now, this would be the New Haven Shags, which is pretty much the only Shags we're willing to play on this show, right? And that's off the Laurie label, their one and only single for Laurie, but they're on a bunch of different labels, and we have just a handful of their singles, and of course they were covering The Beatles' Yes, I Call Your Name, right, with a little fuzz tone action in there from about 1967, and we kicked it off there with the North Atlantic Invasion Force, or colloquially...
That's our way of saying it.
...known as NAIF, right? On the Mr. G label with their biggest, hit, Black on White. And that was on the local AM radio station chart in New Haven, WAVZ.
Oh, waves.
Right? 1300 on your 1300. AM dial.
Wow, I used to have a bumper sticker, I think, somewhere. My parents had a bumper sticker on their car, 1300 waves.
Yeah. And back in March of 1967, that record, Black on White by North Atlantic Invasion Force, was number one for a week or two on their survey, their local survey. Yeah, man. So all these groups, man, some out-of-sight singles, but could not manage to get enough attention to garner an entire album. Joe, come on, the Joyride, this really bothers us. They do a killer version of the Doors' Crystal Ship.
Oh, the Crystal Ship, yeah.
I mean, why could we not get some of these in stereo, proper stereo mixes and on an LP, man?
It boggles the mind. I mean, I don't have an answer for you. I mean, the Crystal Ship, they're... I've never heard that version of the Bright Green Pleasure Machine. I didn't even think anybody did that Simon and Garfunkel.
Uh-huh.
Three singles on World Pacific and done.
Yeah. So, all right, man, that's the theme.
The joyride's over.
It's the theme of the show tonight, Chesty. That's right. And by the way, we got a few other emails in. Here's Jason in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada tonight. Chiming in on the email, and man, look, he just goes right out and says he's counting down the days until October 17th, Doc.
Why? October 17th?
He's up in Canada. Think about it. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Know what I mean?
Boxing Day.
Yeah. It's take home your own package day. All right.
We don't know Canadian holidays.
That's the only one I know. Larry from Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota, got some copy of us on 5130 kilocycles, but very noisy. Yeah, and but he's digging the show, and he really does love and miss Aretha. Don't we all there, Larry? Thanks, man. 73s. He's sending out 73s. Right, so let's just keep it moving. It is LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. We got tons of music to play. We'll never fit all this in. But, Doc, Joe. Hey, how you doing, Doc?
What? Yeah, good.
We're going to talk to Joe right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Joe, we're going to move it to Canada now. We got Luke and the Apostles. Come on.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Luke and the Apostles. These guys formed in the mid-60s. The singer's name is Luke Gibson. One of the guitar players is a guy named Mike McKenna. They stormed the scene, got some attention from Elektra.
Oh, yeah.
And got signed. They recorded the track in Bern.
Yeah.
Supposedly things kind of fell apart from there. They were still with Elektra, but their producer, Paul Rothschild, ran into some legal trouble, a little marijuana possession going on there, and that kind of pushed things back. There was some changes in the band.
Chesty dropped her bong. That's okay.
Oh yeah, I mean it's an amazing story. I mean they had Albert Grossman was checking them out, trying to swing a deal.
All right, Joe. All right, cool. That's very cool.
I mean, it's just play the damn thing.
All right, Joe. All right, let's do it, man. It is Luke and the Apostles. They've been burnt.
We're just having a great time spinning some tunes, playing a lot of great music, a lot of lost music, a lot of music that nobody gets to hear.
I can't do it. Maybe she would hurt a bit if I should say goodbye. But I'm not sure as yet. That's the reason why. If she should laugh at me, I'd be alone and shamed, and still would not be free. I can't do it. I can't do it. Maybe she would hurt a bit if I should say goodbye. But I'm not sure as yet. That's the reason why. I know I'd be the blame if she should laugh at me. I'd be alone and shamed, and still would not be free. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Oh no.
And let me tell you, folks, it was like going back to the 60s, man.
Yeah, I know.
Naturally, some of the kids are going to think we're way out of orbit. But maybe it's just the other way around. Maybe it's the other kids that are square sometimes.
I still love you even though I know I shouldn't. I still want you even though I know it wouldn't do me any good to say I love you more each day.
I could tell that something just wasn't right. My love for you was not returned in that same old way. Then I knew that very soon there would come a day when I'd lose you. Happened someday, but all I did was laugh and say, now you're just jealous.
Oh, yeah.
Cause I've got a love that's true.
Don't you know?
But now I realize that they were only trying to help me. I could tell that something just wasn't right. My love for you was not returned in that same old way. Then I knew that very soon there would come a day when I'd lose you.
Vegetables, the outside sounds now of the vegetables.
They were bigger, that they would have an album.
On the Autumn label, I think they only had two singles.
Oh.
On the Autumn label, right, Joe?
That's correct.
Is it vegetable spelled weird?
With a J.
Yes, with a J.
Yes.
Like discs with a C.
And let's see.
Vegetables with a J.
Was the...
Are those good tasting vegetables?
The eat... Those are the radioactive ones that they had on Gilligan's Island that time. You know? The sugar beets that made Marianne run around. Anyways. The E-types. Come on, man. The E-types were in there with one of their first single... Maybe their first single release. I Can't Do It. Right, Joe? They had a couple singles on a couple labels, but could...
Yep.
Never serious enough to be an LP group.
Never broke through.
They were out of Salinas, California.
Well, I mean, they that appeared on Not, and they also put their psychedelic classic, Put the Clock Back on the Wall, on the Tower label.
Oh yeah, love that one. That's the one we probably should have played actually, but we like that early sound. But they're trying to kind of sound like a Hard Day's Night era Beatles there, man. And we kicked off the set with Luke and the Apostles, right, a Canadian group. With Ben Burnt. They've been... Ben Burnt. All right, so look, we're going to just keep it moving because these are... We're going to close out the show here, Joe, with these last three songs. We got The Elegance, right, off the APT label, APT label. This is 1958 vocal group One Hit Wonders, who hit number one with their version of Little Star, which probably a lot of people know, and then never hit the charts again at all, period. This is the flip side, right? Getting Dizzy. These guys should have had an album at some point, right? And we'll go right through into another Canadian doo-wop group, the Mark IV, with a little thing off the Cosmic label, Joe, and then we'll see where we're at the top of the hour, man.
Boom, 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 boom.
The Elegance.
I'm getting dizzy, messing around. Whoa, whoa, my girlfriend, she dragging me down.
Oh,
just because two wrong hearts mix, I'm getting dizzy. Oh, dizzy. I'm getting dizzy. Whoa.
That was the greatest gas I ever heard.
Crazy, what did he say?
Didn't you hear him?
No, man, I'm too far out.
I dig it.
I hit my ass for looking at ya. Think I must be seeing double. You come near and you're in trouble now. Can't see your style of dress, and you're both the same. I can't decide. You're standing there, I'm always so sad. Your brother is the one called Mister, but I'm sure that he's your sister. You're so alike, it's just not right. Or is it me with total sight? I hate my ass for looking at ya. Think I must be seeing double. You come near and you're in trouble now. I can see your style of dress, and you're both the same. I can decide. You're standing there, I'm always stuck inside.
Tell you what, we are gonna go out on the psych pop sounds now of One in a Million. This is one that Joe Stack sent over to us. Joe, in 10 seconds or less, what do we need to know about One in a Million, man?
Just brilliant, light souls in 67, 68. The main person to look for in the band was Jimmy McCullough, who played guitar, would later go on Thunderclap and Wings.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Yeah, well, I never heard of One in a Million before, man, but we're going out on it tonight. Thanks to my buddies over at rockandradio.com for this kind of thing. You know, it is the boss man, Randy Tibbins, for the RLT Archives Music Magazine. And he will host there for you. And then, of course, the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. The Bri-Fi sound of Brian Phillips. And the deep album tracks with Mark Brainerd. Hey, we're over there, and you can get over to our own website. It is LostDiscsRadio.com. All right, well, good night. Geez, good night, Doc.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for appearing for an appearance.
Yes. Caught me in between missions.
Good night, Joe.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Chess.
Good night.
Right. Thanks, Kaz. Good night, guys in the chat. Good night, Shortwave, and good night, Weasley Steve.